all the revelations that are going to be when Mashiach comes, Alter Rebbe Tanya says, is through our Avoda now. So we are, that's why our Avoda has to be similar to whatever is going to be when Mashiach comes. Being that we said, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? The ultimate, we pass on the Rav Shimon, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the ultimate is not just to get rid of the negativity. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The ultimate is get rid of the wild animals. The ultimate is to take these wild animals and transform them to be tamed animals, to Kedusha. So too the Rebbe says, let me read it inside, on page 197, three lines from the top. As the Ikir Ushlemes HaAveda Dav Zayin. So the Rebbe teaches, what does it mean in our Aveda Hashem that we have to do to prepare for Mashiach? That the Ikir and the completion of our Aveda is nit in Antloifun und Obzundrizich vom Welt, not by running away or separating ourselves from the world, Olam Loshen Helam, which means concealment on Hashem, nor rather the opposite, to transform the world. And then the Rebbe puts in brackets, La'achri Achona, yes, we need a little preparation. But after the preparation, Machin Di Welt Gufa, the goal is to make the world itself, Vaziz Doch Mali Klippet Sitter Achri, a world that's filled with Klippa, Fardiro Lo Yisbarich, for a dwelling place for Hashem. Und Durch Dem, and by us transforming the world, through that will be Zeiche to the fulfillment of the promise, Vishpati Chayro Min Oretz, that the world will remain and will be transformed to positivity. So the Rebbe says, La'achri Achona, because that's what we have by Pesach also, that we have the chametz. True, in the beginning we can't transform the chametz, but after a little bit of preparation of 7 days getting rid of the chametz, and then Sfira So'im, 49 days, we're actually able to take the source of the whole Nefesh HaBamis, which is the concept of Gaiva, and utilize that for Kedusha. You always see in the letters of the Rebbe, people had different yechidusim with the Rebbe, and people would tell the Rebbe, I'm a Bal Gaiva, I have the problem of Gaiva, what should I do? The Rebbe never would tell people, get rid of your Gaiva. I can't say never. But what I saw, the Rebbe didn't say get rid of the Gaiva, because that's not the goal. The Rebbe would always say, so take that Gaiva and utilize it for Kedusha. Vayigba libe bedarki Hashem. Or people, even the Meshigasim that we have. Everyone has Baruch Hashem Mishigasim. The Rebbe would always say, take those Mishigasim, the goal is to utilize it. If Hashem gave it to us, is to utilize it for Kedushah.